And I heard you reading about Ramchandra. That's very nice. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tadvatma. That's what it starts with. Dadvatma kritta hata kritya mahan kabandam. Sakyam vidhaya kapibir dvaita gatintai.
Sakyam vidhaya kapibir dvaita gatintai.
Budvata bale nihati plavagendra shanyar. Vela magat samanujoja bavar chitangri. Dagva,
by burning.
Atmakritya hatakrityam. After performing religious rituals required after the death of Jatayu. Who died for the Lord's cause. Aham, killed. Kabandam,
demon Kabanda.
Sakyam, friendship. Vidhaya,
after creating.
Kapibi, with the monkey chiefs. Daita Gatim, the arrangement for delivering Sita. Tai, by them. Budva, knowing. Ata, thereafter. Balini hate, when Vali had been killed. Plavaga Indra Shanyai, with the help of the soldiers of the monkeys. Sounds like the monkeys had soldiers. Velam, to the beach of the ocean. Agat,
went.
Sa, he, Lord Ramachandra. Manuja,
appearing as a human being.
Aja, by Lord Brahma. Bhava, and by Lord Shiva. Archita Angri, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet were worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus, he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravan. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda, and after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Vali, and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Please repeat. Lord Ramachandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma,
whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma,
and Lord Shiva,
and Lord Shiva,
had assumed the form of a human being. Thus he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu,
who was killed by Ravan.
Thus the Lord then the Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda. And after making friends with the monkey chiefs,
killing Vali,
and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. Reports by Divine Guru Shri Prabhupada. When Ravan, very short, kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed on the way by Jatayu, a large bird. But the powerful Ravan defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Lord Ramachandra was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravan. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramachandra did the duty of his son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshuru Milika Dehna Tasmaya Shri Guruvena Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Acharya Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Bhagavad 76, were you in Mayapur festival?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Kripa? No. Oh. I'll explain why I asked. Maybe it was 77. Very condensed by comparison to some of the other pastimes. The description of the Ramayana, which was of course very well known at that time already. Shukadev Dev Goswami gives in sort of very like sutra statements. And he says that. He said, you already know about this, so I don't need to go into detail. And so here are all of these wonderful pastimes, Jatayu's deliverance, killing Kabanda, making friends with Sugriva, killing Vali, and then reaching the beach. This is not just one shloka. Krishna, the cowherd boys, just like we have our children, it's sort of like the natural, Ramayana is a natural magnet. And it's sort of a permanent feature of Bhaktivedanta players. It's like you can't get away from it year by year. It just gets richer and richer, at least for the last 30 odd years. And all the children, they're just like drawn to it immediately. Everyone becomes Ram and Sita and Hanuman, and they walk around like that at home. So very, it was a very, very nice, pirated. What's not pirated, but this Japanese Indian cooperative, they made this very nice animated Ramayana that I've seen about 235 times. And then I get tired of it. It's some of the other cartoons that I see, including Baby Krishna, Little Krishna. Krishna, Lord Nityananda, all the children, they would enact these pastimes, wonderful pastimes, in Kamyavan. There's a large lake, and there's Bhimakund, and then next to it is I forget the name, and that's where Krishna actually called on the monkeys to build a bridge of stones, just to show the gopis that he was indeed Lord Ramachandra, and that and the stones floated and the monkeys did everything. But still gopis weren't completely convinced that he's the same person, just because of Lord Ramachandra's extremely righteous conduct, which somehow didn't just match up with Krishna's all the time. I was asking about the festival, maybe you remember, were you there in 77?
Yeah.
So Srila Prabhupada, because you know the story that Ravan came and he kidnapped Sita Devi, which, you know, Srila Prabhupada explains in the beginning of the Gita is one of the six reasons why you can kill somebody if they kidnap your wife. And I don't know whether kidnap means just that they forcibly kidnap like this, or they just entice them. And then, of course, there was this contract, or there was this agreement. Jatayu was Prabhupada's sissy, large bird. I think he was a vulture. And he had this agreement that when Lord Ramachandra would go, then he would be protecting Sita. So I think Srila Prabhupada was talking, this was on Prahlad Maharaj and the Shringadev. And then in the course he brings up, he's talking about duty, the performance of duty, and he brings up Jatayu. And then Srila Prabhupada gives this example, which I just recently mentioned to someone else. He says that when, because of course Lakshman was gone as well, so there was no one to protect Sita Devi, and Hanuman was carrying her off, and in his flying chariot, but Jatayu was a bird, so he flew after Ravan. So Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Jatayu knew that he was no match for Ravan. And he knew that if he tried to obstruct Ravan, he would die. But he said, but I promised Ram that I would do this, so this is my duty. And Prabhupada said, this is how you should be, stick with your duty. Remember that? He says, this is how we should be determined to do our duty. Whatever it takes, once we give our word, for the maintenance of Dharma, he said, you should be willing to risk your life. And that's what Jatayu did. After all, it's a glorious way to die. May not. In the service of Sita Devi. Well, maybe Ravan may not be your choice of people to send you off. But nonetheless, it was in the service of Sita and Ram. And so Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing there, which is, of course, the basis of Bhagavad Gita is just this. Sadharma madhichavecha, do your duty. People should learn how to do your duty. Unless one is dutiful, then there's no question of them becoming Krishna conscious. So duty is the bedrock of Krishna consciousness, and duty is often unpleasant or has risks associated with it. Anyway, that really stuck in my mind. That was a long, long time ago. That was 35 years back, getting on to 40. Yeah. So here was an example, and he wasn't a human being. Of course, he wasn't ordinary either. He was not an ordinary bird. He just happened to be able to talk. But he wasn't a human, but he also had that sense of value. So interestingly, in those days, even birds had a sense of Dharma. Of course, nowadays, birds also have a sense of Dharma. You notice that they don't act adharmically generally. The only adharmic bird I've ever seen is a seagull. Once when I was having a little break on my way to Silver Street in Regent Park, and this seagull was just floating around, all of a sudden it started attacking little birds and killing them. Very, very vicious. For no reason, and he just left them there. Anyway, aside from that, Jatayu wasn't a seagull, by the way. So that was one. Here, this was this sort of caught my, who had assumed the form of a human being. Anyway, whatever, that's the language that Srila Prabhupada uses. Of course, we should not misinterpret that to think that Lord Ramachandra has some other form, that all of a sudden he took on the form of a human, his eternal form. His swarup was that of a human being, but he also conducted himself like a human being. So here in the Sanskrit, if you see Manuja, so he's, and then word for word is he's appearing as a human being. So in his conduct and his speech and his demeanor, he's appearing like a human being. And of course, when Krishna wants to be human, then he's going to look more human than anybody else because he has the potency to do that. It's not just because, well, he's God, so you can see through it. Advanced devotees like Hanumanji, they can recognize. But Mamaya Duratya, Krishna's potency is very difficult to overcome. So if he wants to hide himself, then there's no way that you can detect that he's anything else other than a human being. And when Lord Ramachandra was then trying to find Sita Devi, then he came across Jatayu. And Jatayu was, Ravan had cut his wing off, and so that means he plummeted to the ground, and that was, so he was dying. And still he was able to convey to Lord Ramachandra what had happened, that Sita was carried off by Ravan. And it wasn't that Lord Ramachandra then just ran off, because here was a devotee who'd given up his life for him. And so he says, just like Prabhupada says, when Lord Ramachandra did the duty of a son by performing the funeral ceremony, so he took the time. He took the time to perform the entire funeral ceremony for Jatayu, which in one sense was not so necessary. He could have just done something divine. But once again, he's assuming, he's conducting himself in the way of an ordinary human. But it also shows how then grateful Krishna is. So here's his wife being carried off, and he's obviously in a hurry to find Sita Devi. But he takes time. I don't remember how much time, but he took time to then conduct the ceremony fully for Jatayu, as befitting a Vaishnava, as befitting a hero. And then he continued on. You know how he came across this demon in the form of a hill, Kabanda. And then finally he met Sugriva and Hanuman, who were dispossessed of their kingdom by Bali. And there was a controversial event that then took place, in that Lord Ramachandra challenged Bali, and in the fights that ensued, Sugriva was the one who challenged Bali, with the agreement that Lord Ramachandra would then kill Bali. And he did, ultimately, but he killed him from behind. Well, this isn't really Kshatriya code, that you, what to speak of, you're not the one who's fighting, someone else is fighting, and you kill someone from behind. So Sugriva was fighting with Bali, and Bali was very powerful. Despite the fact that he was irreligious, and he kidnapped Sugriva's wife, who was also related to Bali. Anyway, he kidnapped Sugriva's wife. And he used to, when he got up in the morning, he would bathe in all four corners of India, north, south, east, west. It had that mystic power that he was able to travel and bathe. Srila Prabhupada says that yogis can do that. They can travel along the Ganga, not only to any part of the world, but they can also go to other parts of the universe. fact, one place Srila Prabhupada says, yes, they can go in one place and come out another. And I have seen. He saw that. Of course, when he's living in Prayag, this is a place where all the yogis come and Kumbh Mela takes place. And so it's extremely powerful, very strong, and when Sugriva fought with him once, twice, he lost. Come back to Lord Ramachandra and says, what happened? You were supposed to kill him. So then finally, Lord Ramachandra did. He shot him in the arrow, with an arrow from in behind. And Bali was dying, and he said, you're the son of Dasharatha, you're the son of such a great king. How can you do something so irreligious? He says, why don't you fight me face to face and kill me that way? He says, you stole the daughter, the wife of your younger brother, who is equivalent to your daughter. So someone who has sex with their daughter doesn't deserve a justice in the ordinary course of events. You don't deserve to die face to face. You know that there's the desire like an animal who's hunted in the forest. So of course this comes up in the Ramayana because this whole race of Rakshasas gets wiped out just over Sita Devi, just over a woman. But it's not over a woman, it's over a principle. And over that principle, and Lord Ramachandra, who's Maryada Purushottam, he's the personification of Dharma and of what's right. There's nothing that he performs that isn't actually perfect. So to establish, and this is also a point of Dharma, that you only get right so far. And if you go too far, if you transgress principle, then don't expect justice in the honorable way. So therefore, Lord Ramachandra killed him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those trees, why were there seven trees? Because there were seven trees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered those seven trees behind which Lord Ramachandra stood. And they went back. They went back to Godhead. And then the monkeys banded together. Sugriva got back all of his army and he dedicated them for the service of Lord Ramachandra. Hare Krishna. It's a short purport. I could go on, but maybe someone would like to add something. Maharaj? Anyone else have any comments or questions?
Thank you, Maharaj. I'm just wondering about Jataya, who carried on his duty even though he knew it would fail and his life would go. Then one could say that maybe he could have changed the duty just to at least live longer and then do more service later.
One could, but he didn't, because he was duty bound by his promise. He said, I will protect her. And they didn't say, I will protect her if I don't die. And he did, and he gave his word, and he stuck by that word. Despite the fact that logic and reason and so many arguments that can dream up of how much more productive he could have been later on. But no, that wasn't what he had said, that wasn't what the agreement was. And obviously he wasn't an ordinary person to be associating with Lord Ramachandra. Therefore, what's the big thing of dying? You've got to die anyway. And if you can die actively in the service of Lord Ramachandra, then that's a very, very glorious way to go. You've heard me mention this before, but I finished listening to all the recordings of 1977, and these are not lectures, these are everything else that's going on. Of course, Prabhupada didn't give any lectures in 1977. And in November 1st, Prabhupada calls in all the GBC. It's like a 30-minute long conversation. And he says, now I want you to carry on the management, and I want you to all just consider that I'm dead. And then Prabhupada goes on to tell them that now he wants to travel to all the holy places in India. This is, Govardhan comes as a sort of abridged version of that. This is Prabhupada wants to go travel to India. I want, he says, this is a desire I've always had. If I live, then we'll continue on. If I die, then it's glorious. Then it's a glorious way to leave the world. So living and dying leaving the body is already there. It's a given. But if one has the opportunity to do that, and this was Srila Prabhupada considered, yes, this will be glorious. Then great personalities, they prefer to die like that. And obviously, they have the authority, authorization, to be able to make such a decision. Someone else? Bhagavad.
The other point in that in regard to dying was that the Lord is always trying to glorify His devotees. And that arrangement where Jatayu died in such a glorious way, as you said, the Lord made a very important point about that by staying and doing the funeral ceremony in such a respectful way. And you said at that time how he didn't just run off to kill Ravana. And there's two points about that. Is there's the old saying that revenge is a dish that's better served cold. So we know that he had a plan also. And the recruitment of Sugriva and Hanuman and the army of monkeys was also part of the Lord's plan, that he could have gone to Ravana and taken Sita back, but Ravana's arrogance was so great that he thought, here's this prince in exile in the forest, I'll just take his wife, what can he do about it? But then the Lord arrives on his doorstep with a huge army of monkeys, and they do the business. They do the business and they become glorified by that. Of course, in the end, he does kill Ravana, but he gives Ravana gets such a shock by it all that he has to run to Bali in the Netherworlds to try to get help, to bring an army to help him fight Ravana.
It's and it's somewhat reminiscent of Srila Prabhupada's whole journey, which brings him to the West and brings him to spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, because this took a year between here and finally when, because Ravana had given Sita Devi 1 year, either she was going to surrender or he was going to eat her. That's real love. I love you so much. Had you surrendered to me, I'm going to eat you. Because he couldn't. He was cursed that he couldn't forcefully do anything. And Jai Sitarama Swaharamanji Ki Jai. And So Lord Ramachandra went through all these various different stages and difficulties, and it wasn't like a given, it wasn't very easy. It was really, Srila Prabhupada was also like that. He got this order. 30 years later, he was able to fulfill it. There were so many obstacles along the way, what to speak of losing your whole Bhagavad Gita manuscript. And then, of course, when Prabhupada did finally come, it wasn't that someone rolled out the red carpet, and here you are, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, and what do you need? But Srila Prabhupada continued to go through so many obstacles, and that's material world. It wasn't when Lord Ramachandra came, then there was all these exciting events that are taking place. I just read the Kalki Purana, which was also, there's a narration of Ramayana in there, very brief, and it describes how the only thing it says about Indrajit is that he used to drink blood. And then when Indrajit actually shot Lakshman on one side, Sita Devi's gone on the other side, Lakshman's. And so many obstacles, and of course Hanuman, he flies off and he brings back Mount Drona. It's a there are always problems to achieve the end result. The end result is Param Vijayati Shri Krishna Sankirtan. The end result is victory. Param Vijayati. So you have Jai means victory, Vijayati means great, Param Vijayati, so it means supremely victorious. It's guaranteed, but don't expect an easy road. Whether it's the Lord Himself, or what to speak of on the path of Krishna consciousness, there are going to be so many different obstacles. But Krishna says, if we depend on Him, then we'll become successful. If we don't, he says, then vinakshati, then you perish. So all of these, and then all of these monkeys, Jatayu, monkeys, of course, especially Hanuman, they had this extraordinary faith in Lord Ramachandra. That they too, I mean, what to speak of Pandavas, they were just outnumbered 2-1. And they weren't quite sure who was going to be able to stand up to Grandfather Bhishma and ultimately Karna, because Karna was also in a league of his own and he was actually more expert than all of the other Pandavas in their own ways. That's why Arjuna also had to get him, shoot him when he was unarmed. And it was very similar to here, is that his wheel is stuck in the mud, Karna's wheel is stuck in the mud. He's had to put his weapons down, because now Parashuram's curses are having their effect. And he's trying to get the wheel out of the mud, and Krishna's then goading Arjuna on, kill him now. And Arjuna also thinks, wow. And then it's, because it's a, when these Kshatriyas would fight, then it would turn into like a whole spectator sport. All the other soldiers would stop, and they're all standing on both sides and all watching. And when Arjuna takes up his bow, everyone says, no, no, you can't do this. And even the demigods were objecting. But Krishna was saying, do it. Do it. And then Karna says, how can you do this? And Krishna answers. He says, How did you kill Abhimanyu? How did you respond to Draupadi's disrobing? He says, where was your dharma then? He says, why are you asking for dharma now? So if you don't live by dharma, then don't ask for dharma treatment. And so, of course, ultimately, Arjuna did kill him, disarm, which was actually the shame of a Kshatriya to be killed, disarmed, was much greater than the fact that he died. Akirtin Chapi Bhutani Katashantiti Vayam. So dishonor for a Kshatriya is worse than death. These were, you know, the, so anyway, the Pandavas were, they were sort of better equipped. But here you got these monkeys. Of course, they're not ordinary monkeys, and some of them were very, very extraordinary, powerful, like Sugriva and Angada, or to speak of Hanuman. But still, for the most part, they also had the same vision, us against these trained Rakshasas with their mystic powers and everything. But they had faith that they'll go. This is, we agreed that we would fight for the purpose of Dharma, not for a woman. We're fighting for principle, because she embodies the principle. If this becomes the precedent that a man can kidnap someone else's wife and go unchallenged, then everything will just collapse. It's a very similar argument that Arjuna's giving at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Adharma bhivavat krishna pradu shanti kulastriya. If women are not protected, the whole social structure will just implode. So it was that principle that Ramayana is actually about. And they had this great faith, and they were willing to give everything. We'll sacrifice everything. Yeah, there's so many practical considerations, and maybe I can be better off. But no, once committed, then they carried on. They went through. I was going to just make this other point about these Kshatriyas that I mentioned the other day, when I was, unless the topic of Kshatriyas came up. Nowadays you read a lot about how these soldiers come back and they have post-traumatic syndrome.
Stress.
And they have to be dealt psychologically, and they're so traumatized by what they see on the battlefield. You don't read about that in Ramayana or Mahabharata, that these Kshatriyas are traumatized, but rather they're enjoying it. And the way Shukadeva Goswami describes sort of the battlefield with rivers of blood and heads and arms floating, it's like some kind of pastoral scene with nice flowers and trees. And he says it's very beautiful. So for the Kshatriyas, it was, they didn't have post-traumatic syndrome. It didn't shock them. That's what a real Kshatriya is. They enjoy it. Even for them, pain is like Krishna, when Bhishma Deva was throwing his arrows for them, they were like flowers, flower garlands. Anyway, a lot of things have changed since those times, and this was a long time ago, millions of years ago. Nonetheless, we have the opportunity still here to take darshan of Lord Ramachandra and to actually remember this very important principle which underlies the entire history of Ramayana, is that the maintenance of Dharma stands over and above everything else. And it's only when you've dedicated yourself to maintaining Dharma and you've become purified at heart, then Sarva Dharma Parityaja, then you can go beyond. These are here for us to actually imbibe certain essential principles and then to put those principles into practice in our lives. And in Kali Yuga, you can bet on it, every minute is an opportunity to apply the principles of Dharma, which generally don't sound to be very practical, are not very palatable, but that's the way it is. And then ultimately, when you protect Dharma, then Dharma protects you. Then you become invincible, or you attain eternal life. Anything else? What did you say, Shruti said?
A question and a comment. You were speaking about Bali and Sugriva, and the question which is asked often is, how is it that the Lord, when he was trying to kill Bali, he could, you know, he missed it several times. So the South Indian acharyas comment on it because Sugriva was beaten twice. And they go back to the fact that he committed an offence when Lord Ramachandra first arrived to greet Sugriva. Sugriva offered him a seat, but he didn't offer a seat to Lakshman. They comment that because Lakshman represents the Guru, so you offended the Guru, so you respect God, but you don't respect the representative of God. And for that reason, for a little while, he would then get beaten up because he disrespected the Guru at that stage. So, and at that time, Hanuman saw the offense and he immediately took a banana leaf and he put it just before Lakshman sat down. So it's a reminder on that principle. So the South Indian acharya speak on that. My question is, you spoke a lot about duty.
That was very nice, wasn't it?
the question of duty and how important it is. It seems that we speak a lot about love of God, but we don't speak about duty so much. And often maybe we don't follow duty, whether it's... can you comment on that?
We speak about love of God, and of course that's the goal, it's our sadhya, but our sadhana is dharma, it's the process of sadhana bhakti, it's the process of self-control, learning, especially us, learning how to actually be qualified human beings so that we can become qualified Vaishnavas. And so the idea of just starting off with Sarvadharma Pratyajana, nothing, the only important thing is transcendence. But you just can't jump up there. It's a fact that if you want to get up on the 15th floor, the important thing is being there. But you need to go step by step in order to get up there. And dharma, a duty means mode of goodness. So Lord Kapila says, you don't come to the mode of goodness, you can't come to transcendence. You can't jump up from ignorance to transcendence. You have to learn samodamastapasocham shantirajamayucha. You have to learn and cultivate the qualities of goodness. Learn how to be a good person. Because when you're a good person, then you'll know how to practice devotional service properly. You'll know how to control your mind and control your senses. A passionate, ignorant person can't control the mind and senses. So then, without controlling mind and senses, how does anyone make spiritual advancement? So we can talk about so many things. But ultimately, Krishna's instruction to us in Bhagavad Gita, and it isn't just in the 14th chapter, but 18th chapter, he's talking about the modes of material nature and activities in different modes. And the whole principle is to actually come to the mode of goodness, and the mode of goodness is defined by dharma. And it's defined by, and dharma, duty means that you follow dharma. You do things which are right, not you do things for no reason, which is ignorance, or you do things because you want to enjoy whatever it is that you may do. But you do the right thing because it's the thing to do, whether you enjoy or not. And when one learns how to do that in every circumstance, then one becomes actually a qualified Brahmin. And then from there, you can become a Vaishnava. Putting on a devotee in Tilak doesn't make somebody a Vaishnava.
Duty is how we show our love.
Say that again.
Duty is how one shows their love. Because without that duty, it's... I mean, isn't that the difference between a sahajya and a real lover of God? Is that sahajya doesn't think he has any work to do or any... They don't have to do anything to get that love. But a Vaishnava knows that they have to do their duty to show their love for God, to attain that love.
Yes, and even when they've attained, although they're sarvadharma pritcha, so although they're beyond all duty, but still they perform their duty. What to speak of then? Krishna says, and what does Krishna say? He says, even I perform my duty. He says, so yadjalacharati shritashtati vatanabhaktati nami partashtikartavyam trishu lokeshu kinshana nanabhartamabhakti. But even I perform duty, otherwise everyone else is going to just follow me and become irreligious. So it's extremely important, therefore, cultivating things like cleanliness, austerity, simplicity, truthfulness, commitment to following the orders of Vaishnava's spiritual master, keeping one's word. These things are real, real challenge, and they are the antithesis of, or at least the modern world is the antithesis of this. It's just, don't force yourself to do anything because you'll get too stressed out. Do whatever makes you feel good. It's not the Vaishnava way. Vaishnava way is not even the spiritual way. It's not even the moral way. It's not the way that human beings used to be up until quite recently. It's as Kali Yuga is accelerating more and more. It's something that's become more and more the modus operandi. So, let's take inspiration here from the Mayan. And certainly that Lord Ramachandra is here. He's not here by accident. He's also here to emphasize for us that we want to get to Vrindavan, we want to get to Radha Gopalananda, and we need to follow his process. And that is actually when we read that many of the associates, especially here we talk about the gopis in Vrindavan, they attained that position of Krishna's association by Lord Ramachandra's blessings and grace. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Nitai Gopi Nandini.